Good morning, this is John Reduser, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, 20th of December 2010, which will be my last one before the new year. I just want to talk very briefly about the markets, because it was much the same story last week as it was the week before. But I also just want to touch base and highlight some of the changes that the government announced concerning pensions last week. The markets were very little changed last week. Declining volumes and diminishing investor interest didn't really help as much. But there's some good economic news coming out of both Europe and the US, and it's worth pointing out that in the US, equities ended the week with both Dow and the S&P 500 at two-year highs, and the NASDAQ is at a three-year high. However, I would reiterate that the risks are still there, they haven't gone away. I think we need to be aware that come the new year, some of the euphoria that we've seen in the markets over the last 6 months or so could disappear, could evaporate, and we could see a bit of a retrenchment in stock prices. So don't be surprised if that happens. The next couple of weeks, trading weeks are shortened obviously by the holidays, and we're likely to see falling volumes, and that's a recipe for very short-term volatility. Particularly as some investors will start to look at new positions for the new year. And although, as I say, the recent economic news seems to have added a reasonably positive backdrop to the markets, you've got to remember that fiscal tightening is really only just starting to have an impact. We heard this morning on the news some fairly tough talking from UK trade unions, echoing that seen in the continent. And there is much uncertainty over what's going to happen in 2011. Let me just turn now very briefly to the government's recent announcements concerning the way that retirement benefits can be taken from pensions. Now, these were actually announced 2 weeks ago, but it's taken a while to get through all the detail and find out really what's going on. But in summary, from 6th of April 2011, in fact all the changes take place from 6th of April 2011, the compulsory annuitisation rule at age 75 disappears, and it will be possible to continue capped drawdown, which is basically what is currently known as unsecured pension, beyond age 75. However, the cap maximum is down to 100% of the relevant annuity rate, and this is reviewed every 3 years prior to age 75 and annually thereafter. And another big change is there is no requirement to take a minimum income after age 75. Of course, there's no requirement before 75 at the moment, but that is now extended to after age 75. Interestingly, we have a new type of pension called a flexible or unlimited drawdown annuity, which enables a member of a scheme to take out as much from their pension pot as they want, as long as they meet the minimum income requirement of a secure pension income of at least £20,000 at the point that flexible drawdown begins. Now, although that does sound really quite interesting, and to a degree it is, you've got to bear in mind though that any drawdown over and above tax-free cash from a pension is going to be taxed at your standard rate or your marginal rate of income tax. For those who are already in alternatively secured pension, you will become subject to the new tax drawdown rules, and those include the rules relating to death benefits. The pension crystallisation lump sum, the 25% tax-free cash, can be taken whenever benefits are crystallised, even if this is after age 75, but it can only be taken alongside a relevant pension. Death benefits change a bit. In general, any lump sum death benefit will be subject to a recovery charge of 55% unless it's a lump sum paid in respect of uncrystallised benefits where the member died before age 75, which is more or less the same rules at the moment. There is much more to the rules than this, and we will be issuing a note on our website in due course and talking to our clients about the impact of the legislation on their pension planning. Finally, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Please contact your financial advisor before taking any advice, especially in relation to pensions. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. And that's it from me. Have a very good Christmas and New Year, and I'll speak to you in January.